The Arabian Nights, adapted by Amy Steedman, Sinbad the Sailor. In the city of Baghdad, far away in Persia, there lived a poor man called Hindbad. He was a porter, and one hot afternoon, as he was carrying a very heavy load, he stopped to rest in a quiet street near a beautiful house which he had never seen before. The pavement outside was sprinkled with rose water, which felt very cool and pleasant to his hot, weary feet, and from the open windows came the most delicious scents which perfumed all the air. Hindbad wondered who lived in this beautiful house, and presently he went up to one of the splendidly dressed servants who was standing at the door and asked to whom it belonged. The servant stared in amazement.
"Dost thou indeed live in Baghdad, and knowest not my master's name?" he said. "He is the great Sinbad the Sailor, the man who has sailed all around the world, and who has had the most wonderful adventures under the sun."
Now Hindbad had often heard of this wonderful man, and of his great riches, and as he looked at the beautiful palace and saw the splendidly dressed servants, it made him feel sad and envious. As he turned away, sighing, to take up his load again, he looked up into the blue sky and said aloud, "What a difference there is between this man's lot and mine. He has all that he wants, and nothing to do but to spend money and enjoy a pleasant life, while I have to work hard to get dry bread enough to keep myself and my children alive. What has he done that he should be so lucky, and what have I done that I should be so miserable?" Just then, one of the servants touched him on the shoulder and said to him,
"My noble master wishes to see thee, and has bidden me fetch thee to him."
The poor porter was frightened at first, for he thought someone might have overheard what he had been saying, but the servant took his arm and led him into the great dining hall. There were many guests seated round the table, on which was spread a most delicious feast, and at the head of the table sat a grave, stately old man with a long white beard. This was Sinbad the Sailor. He smiled kindly on poor, frightened Hindbad, and made a sign that he should come and sit at his right hand. Then all the most delicious things on the table were offered by the servants to Hindbad, and his glass was filled with the choicest wine, so that he began to feel it must all be a dream. But when the feast was over, Sinbad turned to him and asked him what it was he had been saying outside the window just before he came in. Then Hindbad was very much ashamed, and hung his head as he answered, "My lord, I was tired and ill-tempered, and I said foolish words, which I trust thou wilt now pardon."
"Oh," replied Sinbad, "I am not so unjust as to blame thee. I am indeed only sorry for thee. But thou wert wrong in thinking that I have always led an easy life, and that these riches came to me without trouble or suffering. I have won them by years of toil and danger."
Then, turning to his other guests, he said,
"Yes, my friends, the tales of my adventures is enough to warn every one of you never to go in search of wealth. I have never told you the story of my voyages, but if you will listen, I will begin this very night."
So the servants were ordered to carry home the porter's load, that he might stay in Sinbad's palace that evening and listen to the story.
"My father left me a great deal of money when I was a young man, but I spent it so quickly and foolishly that I began to see it would soon all be gone. This made me stop and think, for I did not like the idea of being poor. So I counted up all the money that remained, and made up my mind that I would trade with it. I joined a company of merchants, and we set sail in a good ship, meaning to go from place to place, and sell or exchange our goods at whatever towns we stopped. And so began my first voyage.